MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, October 22, 2025. A Gloucester educator is expected to be the next superintendent of schools, and the annual Kindness for Colleen campaign is underway. Rain, wind, low 60s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 12:23 p.m. Ethan Foreman reports in today's Gloucester Times, Gloucester Assistant Superintendent of Schools Amy Pascarello is meeting with stakeholders and residents while she seeks to be the next leader of Gloucester Public Schools, as Superintendent Ben Lummis is retiring at the end of the school year. Pascarello, 52, who grew up as the youngest of eight siblings in Beverly, said she's fallen in love with Gloucester since she became the principal of the now-defunct East Gloucester Elementary School in 2015. She served as principal there until 2022, when she became assistant superintendent. As part of the school committee's process naming her for the promotion, she's gearing up to take part in stakeholder panels with teachers and staff and district and city administrators in two sessions on October 27, and with students and with parents, guardians, and community members in two sessions on October 28. Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News, as part of the annual Kindness for Colleen campaign, the family of Danvers High School teacher Colleen Ritzer is encouraging everyone to perform random acts of kindness on October 22 to honor her legacy. The Kindness for Colleen campaign was created in 2015 by Jen Berger, a close friend of Ritzer, to honor her memory with the contagious kindness that Ritzer was well known for by everyone in her life. Ritzer, an Andover native, was 24, teaching math at Danvers High School when she was attacked and killed by a student in a school bathroom on October 22, 2013. This October marks 12 years since her death. A movement by her friends and colleagues led to the dedication of the school library in her memory in 2023, as well as the annual Step Up for Colleen 5K in Andover, which draws hundreds of participants each year. For more information on the campaign and ways to get involved, visit ColleenRitzer.org. More news after this break.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at MSONewsSports.com.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Michael McHugh also writes in the Salem News, Essex North Shore Agricultural and Technical School plans to implement a lottery-based admissions process for all applicants beginning with the 2025-26 admissions cycle. Following a vote from Essex Tech's school committee to implement lottery-based admissions, the plan will be submitted to the state for review. The change aligns with the new state requirements issued by the Massachusetts Department of Elementary and Secondary Education for career technical and agricultural schools. The school's previous selective administration's criteria that took into account factors like grades, attendance, disciplinary records, and guidance counselor interview as determinants of admission is soon to be replaced with a random electronic lottery design to ensure equitable access to Essex Tech's programs across all 17 member communities. And Amy Palmer writes in the local.news.com, the Rowley Selectmen appointed six new full-time firefighters on Monday night, marking a significant milestone for both the town and its fire department as it moved towards 24/7 coverage. For years, the Rowley Fire Department has relied on call firefighters and mutual aid from neighboring departments overnight, But with recent surges in development and population and some overnight calls going unanswered, Fire Chief Mark Emery said that the approach had become too risky. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, St. John's Prep golf team finished second in the Division I state championship. Jack Crew led the prep team, followed by Jack Moriarty. Beverly High School had a pair of golfers qualify for the tournament, Ryan Barron and Tyler Ching Aliong. Due to rain this week, the MIAA has postponed the Division II and III tournaments until next week. The Endicott College women's field hockey team has jumped up to number 8 in the National Division III rankings. Last week, the Gulls were number 10. Currently, they're 15-1 and 6-0 in league play. This past week, they beat Wellesley 5-0 and Roger Williams 2-0. Their next game is tomorrow at Simmons. In girls soccer, Lynn Classical blanked Lynn English 1-0 last night. Chloe Corbett of the Rams knocked home the game's only goal. In the boys' game, Lynn English came out on top of Classical 1-0 on the strength of a goal from Woodson Pierre. Florida Panthers beat the Bruins 4-3 at the Garden last night, and the Bees will host the Ducks tomorrow night. Celtics open their regular season tonight as they host the Sixers at the Garden. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.